Text 51551. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, there's a new movie set in Cork. It's getting great reviews. It's called Christie. It won Best Irish Feature at the Galway Film Fla, and it stars many of the young people from Cabin Crew. You'll know Cabin Crew. They've, because we had them in, I'd say about 5 years ago, they released this one. And then more recently, they did a thing that got worldwide, global attention. Even listed in the New York Times as the song of the summer from 2024. There's creativity coming out of their ears down there in Cork. And our next guest, director Brendan Canty and Danny Power, are part of the movie, and so too are many of the cabin crew. Great to have you, Brendan, Danny. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Christie is brilliant.
Thank you.
He's in the, how do you say, titular role? Titular role?
I'm not even going to try and say that.
He's in the title role. So, Danny, you play Christie.
I play Christie, I do indeed.
Right. So, give us a little bit of the plot then. Christie is what age?
Christie is 17. He's 17 years old, and he's been through foster care most of his life, and he's just got kicked out of a foster home. So really Christie's story is he's just trying to find his way in the world. He's also reunited with his brother, which he hasn't seen for a year or two, I think it is. So it's just trying to, he's moving into his brother's house for a while. So it's like trying to integrate back into society, but also into his own family.
Yeah,
you know.
And when people are in foster care, when they hit 18, they're untethered. They're out there in the world. Yeah, yeah. So it's a sort of a why in the roads for Christie.
It is. Deciding where to go.
Exactly. Will he take one path or the other? So, Brendan, it's you and Alan who wrote it.
Yep.
Who's Alan?
Alan O'Gorman is my first ever best friend. Honestly, when we were five, we played football together, grew up together, and we kind of went our separate ways a little bit, and I was making music videos and films, and he ended up studying creative writing in Edinburgh, and we reunited. I noticed online that he was writing these short stories, and I was looking to make films, so we kind of reconnected again and tried to write something, and we tried a bunch of things and they weren't really working, but where we really aligned was all these Cork stories that we shared, or stories from our past or stuff like that. So we made a short film, God, in
2019.
Yeah. No, we made a short film in 2017 called For You with
Barry Keoghan.
Yes, yeah. Correct. That was set in Dublin. And but that was great. And after that, that kind of led on to Christie, the feature film,
so it was a short called Christie. That was 2019.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, we always were trying to write a feature film called Christie, but we didn't have the experience and we couldn't crack it. But in the middle of all those ideas was the idea for a short film, and we just said, let's park the bigger feature and just concentrate on the short. And we are very lucky to get funding from Screen Ireland for that. And that's where we kind of found the cabin crew when we were casting that.
How did you find the cabin crew?
I actually was recommended them by a fella called Joe Kelly, who used to run the Pav. He ran gigs in Cork, and he was like, you gotta check out the cabin crew. They're amazing. So we did. And a friend of a friend, Gary, who was a rapper back in the day, GMC, he started it. So he was a rapper and started the cabin studios, and just was like running workshops, teaching kids how to make hip hop. So then when I came across him, he was like recommending me all these kids, sending me videos of these kids rapping. Like one of the first videos I saw was of Danny rapping alongside Jamie Ford, who's a wheelchair user. And he was probably like 10 in that video, and just blown away by this, like this incredible community that's just kind of goes under the radar. Well, not so much anymore, but back then I was like, what have I just found here? Like, it was the creativity and the characters, it was gold dust.
And what locality in Cork City is it based?
It's in Knocknaheeny, which is in the north side of the city.
Right. And Jamie, as I mentioned, wheelchair user, he was in with us back in 2020, and he's a big part in the movie. Robot.
Yeah, you can't miss him.
He lights up the screen. I don't know, like, there isn't a weak link in the movie.
No, I'm...
Like, it's testimony to everybody involved.
I couldn't... That's the thing I couldn't be more proud of about this film. It's like, we've got...
Especially with the kids as well. Like, the kids, like, just bring some natural talent that, like, it's so hard to find elsewhere, yeah. You know?
But, like, normally in, I guess, in movies where they might cast first-time actors, they, you might... The cliche, you might find a kid in a boxing club or wherever. There's 12 young people, all from the cabin crew, in our film. And they're not just extras. They are leading the line, you know. And it's and as you said, they don't miss a beat. Like, they're phenomenal. Like, and it's a bit of a life hack that these kind of rappers make for good actors. But it kind of makes sense if you think about it. But
so I was just going to say, like, it makes sense. You're saying that rappers do make good actors.
They have to learn their lines.
Good at lyrics. Yes, they're normally going to be characters. Yeah. And they're performers, natural performers. Often they've all been in music videos already, so they're comfortable in front of camera.
Cameras, yeah.
And but you rapped, Danny?
I did. I was rapping from the age of 9 until I was 17.
Right.
Which I loved. Rapping was my thing, you know. I was going to be a rapper up until I was 18, and then when I was 18, I was going to join the army. But when I was 17, I got approached by Brendan and them tasked to do an audition for a film, so I done that, and then I got Christy, and I just never looked back since.
Have you any formal acting training?
No, never. No, I just went into it, got one thing and just kept going.
And was there anything you sort of thought of when you were growing up, I want to be an actor?
No, I think growing up, my mind was dead set on going to the army.
Right.
The army was just something that I wanted to do. I always told myself that I'd go there for free if they gave me accommodation, just because I loved what the army is what I wanted to do.
Yeah, but the cabin, like, what drew you to the cabin, though?
I don't know. Like, my dad was a DJ when I was younger, and he used to have this DJ set up under my stairs. And I used to always go in and listen to him on the radio and listen to what he'd be doing. And I don't know, I just got into rap after a while. And I was always like, oh, I want to try and see if there's anyone that does rap. And when I went to the cabin crew first, it was only all over 18s. They had no younger group. So I kept going up every week until they opened one.
Annoying them.
Annoying them every week. Literally, I was just like, you have to open one. So they finally did. And yeah, but I don't know. No, I never had this thought in my head that I was like, oh, I want to be an actor. I'm going to be an actor. It just happened. And I've just never looked back since.
Well, you're brilliant at it.
Oh, thank you very much.
Christian. No, it's a very special movie.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It means a lot.
Magic is a word that comes up when people are describing being on set.
Yeah.
There's something magical about it.
Well, after we made the short film, me and Alan just wanted to do more with these young people and just do a film in this world that we had kind of stumbled upon, kind of created. And so I made the music video for Yeah Boy, and during COVID I would have done lots of workshops with them. So I kind of immersed myself in this community, not even consciously. I just wanted to be part of this special project. And when we came to make the film then, I mean, we've got a lot of first-time actors, so it's really important to create a safe space for them, so when, because there's a lot of pressure when you're in front of a camera or whatever. And one of the ways we did that was, like, if you were a crew member just coming in, could be just another job, I brought everyone as much as I could into the cabin for a gig. Everyone was like, this film is different, you know. There was just a tone and a vibe that was different about this film. And I think, like, Danny described the film super well, but I think at the heart of this film, I would say, is community. And, like, Christy finds his way in the world through a community that embraces him, and he affects that community as well. And it's kind of about how community can heal people. And it's a film about community made by this amazing community.
And there's a gentleness about it and a warmth about it, and there's a sense of humour. There's humour in it.
But all of those things are authentic, I think. You know, like, sometimes maybe my critique of some social realist films is that they might be a bit too serious or something like that, or they lean on the negative side of life. But, like, the reality is in some of these places, or any places where there's trauma or something, there's, especially in Ireland, there's going to be lightness and humour as well. Like, the light and the dark live together. Yeah. And it just wasn't authentic for me. Like, admittedly, me and Alan, when we made the short film, the script was probably a bit more serious. And then we met all of these young people, and a lot of them have been through, you know, have gone through some tough things in their life, and they are just, like, the most charming, funny, wonderful people you'll ever meet. I mean, you see them on camera, they light it up, and it's like, we were like, the tone is, the tone that we were going for is maybe wrong. Like, you know, we need to like just allow these young people to create the tone of the
space.
Film.
Yeah. And is that, you're not in this scene. All your scenes are good, Danny. But it's the scene where your half brother Shay, is it
Shane?
He's played by
Dermot Noyes.
And him and his partner Stacey, is it? They have, you've put the baby to bed, your characters put the baby to bed, and they're in the kitchen and they're playing the song that was dance, playing in the club when they, that's a lovely, intimate, lovely scene, well shot, well acted.
Thanks. There's a really nice story about that scene. So we ran development workshops when we were writing the script. So we got all the actors in for a week, and we just, not so much worked on story, but we worked on their characters and their background and where they all met. And Stacey, played by Emma Willis, was never in the short film. So she was actually one of the actors who was new to this group. So she came in and she improvised a bunch of scenes with Shane, the partner. And we got them just trying to improv ideas of like how you might have met or like moments you shared together. And so they'd come up with some scenes and then we got them to improv them. Just try and build backstory. And that night I got an email from her. This is the first time I ever worked with her, saying that like, look, I love today, I love this process, I love this development, but like one thing I did feel that like all of the scenes we came up with were quite heavy. Like, you know, the first time Shane heard that he was going to be a dad and it was very stressful for him. She was like, there was one other idea I had and I wish I brought it up. I wish we got to do it.
Right.
It was like first time we've got the kid to bed after like 6 months, first time we get to have a glass of wine and actually connect since having the baby, and we have a dance in the kitchen, our favourite song comes on. And I was like, well, we're going to do it first thing tomorrow morning. So we set up the scene, just like just them sitting at a table in like a hall. And I remember Danny, me and Danny were like stressing out because we're trying to pick what tune they're going to be dancing. They're going to Spotify, R&B, love classics. And we came across a Mario song. And
which fit perfectly.
It did. And it's still in the film today. And but everyone was in bits, like in this room. They hit on this magic scene. And it was like the power of those workshops and allowing actors to like embody these characters or something. But it was actually a really important scene because I think a lot of people could misjudge Shane throughout the movie as being very tough on his brother or something like that, because he's only trying to help out his brother in the way that
he knows how to do it.
Like, you know, Christy is better off if he goes into foster care or something like that. And he's also worried that it might bring stress on his family. So he's like pushing his brother away. And that scene really softens him when you see him let go.
It works brilliantly. It works brilliantly. So, Christy, when can people see it? Where can they see it?
It's out in cinemas on the 29th of August. There's a special preview in the IFI in Dublin tomorrow night with a Q&A with a few of us. I think there's still a few tickets left for that. So
there's still some tickets left. So
what was it like seeing yourself on the big screen, Danny?
Oh, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. I can't complain. I never was this. I know that there's a lot of actors that say that they don't like looking at themselves on TV. I am not one of them. I absolutely love it.
I flirted with the idea of getting like a mural done up the north side of Cork, and I people were like, you better run that by Danny first because he lives there.
Like, I was like, yes, put it up, I'll be there. But it's the same with like Keanu when he was doing.
Yeah, this is your son. What
my
age
son
is Keanu?
Keanu? He's five now.
Right, and like, he's in the movie as
and
well.
And he's
sorry,
in the movie. He plays
that.
Younger Christy. Like he loves it. He like watch himself on TV and he's like, oh look, Dad, I'm famous. But he loves it. I loved it. I loved shooting the whole film and watching it and seeing what we achieved with everything that we done in that film is amazing. And it's a big deal.
So you've been in Young Offenders?
I have been, yeah.
Keanu hasn't?
No, he has not. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not
yet.
And that's coming back for season 5. And I think we spoke before, and you directed the video for Hozier's Take Me to Church.
I did.
Which has amassed how many views?
I think if you add them up all together, which I haven't done myself, people have told me, it's about 2 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you get your head around that 2 billion people
you
have seen your work?
You try not to think about it too much. That's pretty amazing, though.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Some journey.
Yeah. Mm. What a brilliant
song. It's a lot.
We're having a moment creatively as a country, aren't we? I think it's going on for the last few years, even like people like Kingfisher, Amble, Cabin Crew, you know, it's
I know, it's Quiet Girl,
yeah,
Kneecap,
Matt, yeah,
I know, it's
this goes on and on and on.
Yeah, we are a country.
We're punching above our weight.
We always have been.
Well, listen.
Fair play to us.
Yeah, fair play to us. As John Spillane said, fair play to me. Well, listen, great to see you, Brendan Canty, director.
Thanks,
and Danny Power, star of Christy the movie,
which
will
much.
Be in cinemas at the end of August. Thanks so much for coming in. Quick commercial break.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.